When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's show. And I wanted to talk to you before we get into the episode a little bit about, you know, tonight's episode is about the Mayweather and Logan Paul fight, which, you know, those guys train heavily throughout their career. And I'm sure that during that time, they used some form of punching bag. And one of the things that people always ask is, how do you make punching bag training fun and effective? Well, you know, also during the pandemic, I think a lot of people picked up home punching bags, home heavy bags, and there's a new app out. It's called Heavy Bag Pro. It's available on Android devices. It's available on Apple devices, and you can choose a suitable workout. You press start and you train. It's an app for punching heavy bag training. You can choose between boxing workouts, kickboxing workouts, and Muay Thai. For our audience who's mostly Taekwondo practitioners, the kickboxing setting is probably perfect. It's possible for you to create your own workouts from pre-created 500 plus combinations. The Heavy Bag Pro was created by a team of professionals from all different styles of martial arts and mixed martial arts. And the idea is to create a diversified and suitable training for heavy bags, and it's getting rave reviews. Heavy Bag Pro is suitable for anyone from a beginner to a seasoned fighter. And it's useful even if you don't have access to a heavy bag, because you can do the routines and pretend, you know, sort of in shadow boxing style. So I wanted to take the opportunity to talk to them. They are sponsoring this episode. We are going to link them in the show notes. And if you have an opportunity to check this out, it is a great new innovation, Heavy Bag Pro. Hi, it's Mark from Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I'm your host, Third Dan Black Belt, and the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. We are a member of the Believe Sports Network. Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. I am recording this the day after the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight, exhibition fight. We have covered this from day one. I thought it was only fair to finish this off with a little summary of everything, a little view of the fight that we saw last night. You know, we've been highly critical. We've been on attack mode since very early on over the way this matter was handled, particularly going back to November and December. The fight was supposed to take place early on. Over $29 million was taken by Fanmeo. Fanmeo doesn't even seem to have an app. Logan Paul leaked out some information that the fight wasn't going to happen. Floyd Mayweather was unresponsive. We pressed and pressed. Fanmeo gave us a little bit of a blip and said, big news coming. We can't talk about it. Big secret. I guess the big news coming was that Showtime was going to bail them out, which seems to have been a good move from Showtime's perspective. It looks like somewhere around 2.5-3 million people watched the fight on last night, which was a Sunday night, which gives you a little sense. something a little different, right? Serious fights take place Friday night, Saturday night, usually, in particularly in the Showtime world. They view this as more of entertainment. I understand that the site crashed, the pay-per-view site crashed for Showtime last night. I want to take a moment. Obviously, it was a big fight. There was a lot of betting odds to bring us you a word from our sponsor, Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Again, depending on what the bets were last night, maybe the fact that Logan Paul survived the entire fight, you would have made some money. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. You need to go over to betonline.ag or to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. If you haven't done this already, I can't believe you haven't. We talk about it every week. We talk about all the interesting stuff that's going on over there. And this episode is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline are your online sportsbook experts.
I'm not just a fan of Taekwondo and of combat sports. I'm also a huge fan of good meat. And Moink meat is so delicious. I love it. And you're going to love it too. And I want you to get Moinked right now. That's Moink. It's Moo and Oink put together for Moink. The best bacon, the best steak, the best chicken, the best salmon you'll ever eat won't come from your grocery store. You're only going to find it from the family farm and caught by independent Alaska fishermen. That's why you need moinkbox.com. I want you to join the Moink movement today. You go to moinkbox.com/believe right now, and as one of our listeners to this show, you get free bacon for a year with every box ordered. We're 2.5 years in, and this is the best offer we've ever had. I couldn't think of a better giveaway than free bacon for a year. That's 1 year of the best bacon you'll ever taste for a limited time. Now you're going to go to moinkbox.com/believe. That's M-O-I-N-K box.com/believe, B-L-E-A-V. Moinkbox.com/believe, free bacon for a year.
Now, more recently, the fight was announced that it was going to be on June 6th. Very few details came out. We were highly critical of that. They gave it a very, very small print. You had 4 days or something from the date that they released it to cancel and get your money back. They didn't even send out a blast to the people that had ordered it. They just simply put that on the website. Really one of the most deceptive and really disturbing marketing campaigns that I can ever remember. However, you know, Floyd Mayweather says he made somewhere between $30 to $100 million, depending on what you believe and depending on what the numbers are. Logan Paul certainly made less, but certainly did well. The problem with it is, from the standpoint of it is an event, while it was interesting, there was a certain amount of disdain and disrespect for the viewers, for the public. Floyd Mayweather said, it's like robbing. I'm basically, it's a license to steal. Said he wasn't going to particularly train for the fight. He did very little promotion for the fight. In terms of taking it seriously, he was very clear. I've retired from sports. I've retired from boxing, but this is entertainment. If you want me to, if you want to pay me to see me get in the ring, basically I'll do whatever you want me to do. Do I understand that? I do. He had everything to lose. He may have made money, but he may have lost something on legacy. But as he said in the post-fight press conference, legacy's not going to feed my kids and pay my bills. It's money. So he's at least being clear that money is what it's all about for him. As for Logan Paul, you know, talked a lot, went in there 50, 55 pounds over, 7-8 inches. It says it that his reach was just slightly larger than Floyd Mayweather, but I find that very difficult to believe looking at the size difference between them. 18 years difference in age. While he had no experience, he claims to have been training for 3 years for this fight. Went in predicting a knockout, predicting it's going to catapult him. So what happens in the night of the event? Well, the undercards were what you might expect. Chad Ochocinco got knocked out. or got knocked down. Badu Jack put on a good fight in the undercard, but the guy he was fighting was a fill-in because the guy he was supposed to fight failed the drug test. So now you get to the main event. And again, they were saying there's going to be no judges. There's going to be no decision. It's purely exhibition. You can win by knockout. So very, very strange. You know, there's this continuous attempt to compare it to the Legends fight between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. I completely reject that. That fight was very professional. That fight was designed to be two older guys showing their skills later in life. They trained hard. They treated it seriously. The production value was good. There was never any question as to where your money went. There was never any question as to whether the event was going to be on. So I take umbrage with that exception. And had Showtime not come in, I think, you know, we might have ended up in some sort of a criminal investigation as to where the money went, and this may never have occurred. But it did occur, and it went eight rounds. And this is what I would say, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what Logan Paul says. It was a victory for Logan Paul in the sense that he managed to go eight rounds with Floyd Mayweather. He did not get knocked out. He did not get knocked down. He did not get seriously injured. He got knocked around. His face was bruised at the end. He clearly had a hard time staying winded. He was exhausted. He was soaked. He was clinching the entire fight. He was using his size to his advantage. He got no meaningful shots. He was talking about in the post-fight press conference that he staggered Floyd and he scared Floyd. And Floyd was – none of that happened. Floyd Mayweather went in and did what Floyd Mayweather does. He evaded. He hit. He seemed completely unfazed. Could he have gone another four rounds for a 12-round bout? Yes. Could he have gone another seven rounds for a 15-round bout? Yes, I believe he could have. Would he have gotten hurt? No. I don't believe Logan Paul would have been able to go beyond eight. However, it's commendable that he stayed in there. Again, this guy jumped the line because of his YouTube fan base, right? He managed to jump the line without having to pay his dues, without having to fight his way up. He got to fight Floyd Mayweather. He should have had the advantage at 55, 60 pounds over, at 18 years younger, at that kind of a reach. He should have had the advantage. It should have been easy work for him, but it wasn't. Does that mean he has no future career in combat sports? No, I wouldn't say that. He's an athlete. He's a tough enough guy. He did what he needed to do to stay alive in the fight and then gave people something to talk about. So was it something that was great? No. He's talked about that he thinks he may have won if there had been a decision. A joke. He eight rounds. I sat and watched it with a group of combat sports guys. There's no question. It wasn't even close. Eight rounds would have gone to Floyd Mayweather. There was one point that Logan Paul was bent over in pain, out of gas. Again, to expect Mayweather at 44 years old, at 55 pounds less, to come in and, you know, devastate and knock out this big guy, he wouldn't have done it in his prime. It wasn't who he was as a fighter. That's not the type of fighter that he is. He's not Mike Tyson. He's not a knockout fighter. So, you know, 6 months, 7 months later, after all of this hype and all this excitement, we did have this event. These guys made a lot of money. They are laughing all the way to the bank. Do I feel good about the fight? I don't. I really don't. I think it was. I watched it begrudgingly because I had invested so much in it and I wanted to report on it. I think it was, in its essence, disrespectful to the fans, disrespectful to sports fans, and not, again, necessarily because it was an exhibition of two guys, because I'm fine. If two guys agree to do something and people want to see it, it's fine. But the way that they treated the fans dismissively, I think probably more of that is on Mayweather than on Floyd and than on Logan Paul, because Logan Paul is what he is. He's a YouTube star. Floyd Mayweather is supposed to be a seasoned athlete and a guy of class and integrity who doesn't need the money. And I think he should have stepped up and seen that it was handled more professionally and with greater respect for the viewing public. That being said, I'm sure you can check out the highlights. Grandmaster Herb Perez made a comment, save your money. You'll see all the highlights the next day, and there won't be many. And he's right. There really aren't many highlights. But was it a good way to spend a Sunday night? Mostly to be able to talk to people, to get together and have something to talk about. And we certainly like watching hand-to-hand combat, like watching combat sports. So for that, it was. As for Fanmio, not a fan. Would not recommend that people give their money to them going forward. Believe that they handled this unprofessionally. To Showtime, a class organization, and I believe that they managed to salvage this and probably will reap the benefits financially from it. So that being said, this is your wrap up on the saga, on the crisis, on the long haul of the Mayweather-Logan Paul fight. This is Mark Svianis. I look forward to seeing you on the mat. This episode has been presented to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your online sportsbook experts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.